This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. We're going from the surface of the planet Earth privately to the surface of the moon. Bob, this is exciting. The company you've very carefully chronicled these last weeks, iSpace, is now telling us where on the moon. What's significant about this landing zone, Bob?
Well, let me just review what iSpace is. iSpace is a Japanese private company. They've got offices elsewhere that is building lunar landers privately and selling payload space on them. And so their first lunar lander, Hikuto R, is scheduled to launch. They moved the launch date back a week to November 28th. It'll launch on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. And it'll go to the moon, and hopefully it will be landing sometime in April. It'll be a long journey to the moon to save fuel and make it efficient. But once they get to the moon, they've now picked the location. It's in the 54-mile wide Atlas crater, which is, when you look at a full moon, is in the northeast quadrant, and you can actually see it with a telescope pretty easily. It's not hard to see. It's an unusual crater because its interior rim is terraced, and it's got these giant fissures in the middle of its crater floor. This lander will land in a smooth area inside that crater. It's carrying seven commercial payloads, some governmental, including the United Arab Emirates' first lunar rover, Rashid, which is about the size of a radio flyer red wagon, and it's going to all operate for one lunar day, about 2 weeks on the surface. It's got another NASA sample system where they're going to grab a sample off the surface, and then they've gotten a license from Japan to transfer ownership of that sample from them to NASA, and it's coming up in April, John. It'll be very exciting. This is an attempt, private company. If it succeeds, they've got further missions and further contracts with other companies and NASA to do later launches and landers. So this is a test to see if they can do it, and it's, this main goal is
all,
that.
All these revelations are wonderful, but this is genius. Light Sail 2 in Earth orbit. How does it do it, Bob?
Well, this is the end of the mission. We had reported this years ago when they launched in 2019. Light Sail 2 was built and launched by the Planetary Society to demonstrate the ability of a light sail controlling and moving a spacecraft. And it went into an Earth orbit in 2019. They deployed the light sail successfully, and then they used it to keep that orbit from decaying for more than 3 years. It was an orbit low enough that they would have decayed relatively quickly. But the light sail, they used light from the sun to literally raise the orbit periodically and to do a great deal of engineering research on how this will work. Well, after 3.5 years, they finally, the time had come to end the mission. So this past week, light sail to orbit decayed and it burned up in the atmosphere. But this is the third light sail mission. Planetary Society flew light sail 1 earlier and tested the deployment system. And the Japanese flew a solar sail into solar orbit in the early teens this century, and successfully used it to accelerate its motion in solar space into the planetary space. This is a very useful tool for future travel in space, John, because light is free. It's like the wind on Earth. It's free. And if you can use it...
Bob, it would be interstellar or intersolar?
No, this is interplanetary. I'm sorry. If I said interstellar, I'm sorry. It's interplanetary work. You use the sun's light to, as like the wind, to move your spacecraft. So you don't have to carry fuel or engines. And this is something that's been proposed for decades, and they've now demonstrated twice in space that it works. So it's now just a matter of figuring out the details to make it work.
Oh, well, it's how we'll transfer ore from Titan to Earth, Bob. We know this.
That's right.
A light sail freighter. We go to the James Webb Space Telescope that turns out there's more than we thought out there. There's more mass. What have they discovered, Bob?
I got two stories from. One's a cool image, and one is the galaxies. The scientists have published papers now confirming that using Webb, they are discovering more galaxies in the very early universe that are also more developed than predicted. They're more than predicted and better developed than predicted, and they just do not understand what they're finding. The galaxies are smaller, more compact than present-day galaxies, and they appear to be forming stars at a tremendous rate. But they're there much too soon, only 100 million years after the so-called Big Bang. And so that's a mystery. And I predict that in the next 2 years of data, Webb is going to overturn or at least completely contradict almost all the theories that presently exist about the Big Bang. We just don't know really what's going on here. And the second story is a cruel false color infrared image of a baby star. And here we get to see things that infrared can see that the Hubble Space Telescope in optical cannot see. And you're basically seeing two bipolar jets coming off a protoplanetary disk where the solar system is forming. And it's just spectacular. I've got a poster on Behind the Blinds.
And Bob, back to the James Webb seeing things that are not supposed to be there. That story started early on, those first images. And I was told that they were going to throw themselves at this because there was an anomaly somewhere in James Webb. They've not found an anomaly, have they? James Webb?
No. And this actually is, some of this is the actual, those early galaxies that were found. These are actually now peer-reviewed papers of those discoveries. In other words, other scientists have admitted, yeah, you got a real thing here. And so they don't know what they've got, but they've got a real thing.
Yeah, we've got a problem with the Big Bang. That's what we have. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. Bob will be right there when they solve it for the first 40 times. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.